Well, I guess it'd be about time to get this warmed up and going. Now, how be this get to working again?
Press the button.
Which button?
Not that one.
Not this the button. Left. That one.
No. Your other left.
This other one? Which one are you talking about?
I meant the right. But not that big red one. Red button. Just not the big, happy, shiny one.
You mean the one I just pushed?
Yes, for crying out loud. You don't know what you're doing.
I know perfectly well what I'm doing.
Snap that button off. For crying out loud. You just sit here on your patootie. You play with your buttons. I go make coffee.
You do that, but don't slam the door. The old captain, I be still recovering, got another case of the ick, or the ick came back around, I not be sure which, and I thought I'd gotten over it, but it came back around. I be vastly improved where I were this last weekend, and that's why we'll be putting out a short show this week. Not feeling quite up to me old fighting weight as I should, but fear not. The captain's far from down and out. But it got me thinking. Got me thinking a great deal about Rosetta Duncan's I got a cold in my nose. Aye, and that's be part of the problem. I got a bit of a cold in me nose. And that's where I think where he start for tonight. So, welcome back. Welcome back, me mateys. Welcome back. And I hope you're feeling a wee bit better than the old captain here. And if you're not, don't worry. It's contagious right through the old airwaves.
Bad. What a time I've had. 'Cause I didn't button up my overcoat. All I do is sniff. Where's my handkerchief? Got a funny feeling in my eyes and ears and throat. Get a pail and soak my feet, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Please repeat what you said. Got a lot of funny noises in my head, 'cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Bought myself galoshes, flannel union suits. Over my galoshes, I wear a pair of rubber boots. I feel bad. I feel bub. Gee, I wish that sprig would cub. 'Cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Oh, my neck. Oh, my knees. All I do is sniff and sneeze. 'Cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Bought a buck of aspirin. Washed it down with garden gin. 'Cause I got a cold in my nose. Oh, I got a cold in my nose. Went to see the doctor. Asked him what to do. Lordy, help the doctor. He said, I think I've got one too. So we laid down. And side by side. I'm still here, but the doctor died. 'Cause I got a cold in my nose. I got a cold in my nose.
There are pills that make you happy. There are pills that make you blue. There are pills to kill your streptococci. There are pills to cure your cockeye too. There are folks whose pills have made them healthy. There are folks whose pills have cured their chills. But the folks whose pills have made them wealthy are the folks who make all those pills.
There are
Dexedrine in Milltown to pick you up or let you down.
Happy.
Or if you're suffering, swallow a bufferin.
Pills.
Vitamin C's a pill for folks who shiver.
Sad.
And there's a pill for Carter's little liver.
Pills.
And if you're sleeping in the hospital because you're ill,
pills.
Betcha the nurse will wake you up to take a sleeping pill. There are pills for young folks and for old folks. Each disease has got its remedy. But no pill can cure the common cold, folks. So if you sneeze, please don't sneeze on me.
Achoo!
Gesundheit.
And we hit on in Charminar with pills. Now let us see. Oh, sometimes things have changed a great deal. And you can dial up a doctor in this here day and age where you used to be only be able to have him to go to him. And they have these things called Zoomage or Zooms or Zoom, where you can actually talk to him through the old computer. The funny thing, the box with the demons inside. I'm sure that's what runs them. If you don't think so, just see how crazy the world seems when you look through it through that computer. But it's a different kind of world. But is it so incredibly different? I mean, they still have dial-up there, don't they? Well, let's ask Bob Newhart about it. A nice little ditty from 1969 with Dial an Atheist. And if you're feeling sick enough, you can maybe dial up a prayer and a doctor at the same time. A praying doctor. That ain't like a praying mantis.
I saw an item in the newspaper the other day that started me thinking. You know, these days they have all kinds of services, public services, available on the telephone, like dial a date or dial a prayer, or they have a new one, dial an atheist. And it's the same number as dial a prayer, except nobody answers the phone. And it really intrigued me, the thought that somewhere in the country, in at least one town, there's probably some guy in a small central office who's trying to handle all these calls by himself. Hello, dial a friend. How are you, friend? Little lonely tonight, huh? Yeah. Well, just remember there are thousands of people out there. They're just... Hold on just a minute, pal, would you? Hello, suicide prevention. You're on the ledge of the 40th floor of a hotel. Well, gee, that won't solve anything, pal. Have you thought about taking up a hobby? You're just getting ready to take up a hobby. Skydiving. Are you wearing... You're not wearing anything. You can get a bad cold there. You're getting ready to set a new free fall record. A new nude free fall record. And you're hanging by your fingertips. Could I put you on hold for just a minute?
Hello, dial a date. Your husband left you, and you're looking for another man. What sort of man are you looking for? You want a man who's not afraid to make the big leap. Fella, you still on the ledge there? Yeah, I got a lady here. Sounds like she might be just right for you. What does she look like? Oh, hold on just a minute. Yeah, ma'am, would you describe yourself? 5'2". You weigh 250 pounds. And you like to rumba. Oh, hold on just a minute. Yeah, she's 5'2", 250 pounds. And she likes to rumba. How'd you know that? That's your wife, and that's why you're on the lake. Well, hello? Hello? Oh, that's a darn shame. Hang on just a minute, lady. Hello, dial a friend. You're miserable and lonely tonight. Listen, we have a recent widow on the line. You heard, and you're not that lonely. Huh? Hello, dial a gripe. What's your beef? You think the president is ignoring you. He won't answer your phone calls. Well, he's very busy, you know. Why don't you write him a letter? That's okay, Mr. Agnew. Mr. Agnew, you have a real bad connection. I can barely understand you. Oh, you have your foot in your mouth. Hello, dial-a-crank. We listen to things most people would get arrested for. You want to report an invasion? A naked man fell in your fig tree. Any weapons? Just a telephone. Hello, ma'am? Yeah, don't spend that insurance money yet. Your husband's alive and well in a fig tree at 34th and Grand Street. Yeah, why don't you go down there? He's probably in a mood for a good rumba. Hello, dial a date. You have a hard time getting a date. What are your measurements? 2346. Boy, those are odd measurements. You're 23 years old, and the 46... Listen, I get off work at midnight tonight. Hello? Oh, you try to help people. Hello? Dieters Anonymous. You locked yourself in a warehouse full of cream-filled Twinkies. And you're gonna eat your way out. Hold on, Duncan. Hold on just a minute. Hello, a dial a swap. We'll arrange any exchange. Let me jot that down. You want to exchange a 250 pound barbell set for a sequined evening gown? Yeah, I think you want the LA Free Press, pal. Same to you, fella. Hello? Oh, hi, Margaret. Margaret, I've asked you not to call me at the office, all right? Hello, it... Dial a gripe. Hello. Hello, operator. Can you give me the number of dial a prayer? Hello.
A family gathering with presents and fun. Another Christmas, and this one's wonderful. Presents and cheer, candy canes and gingerbread men.
But wait, the gingerbread men have come alive. They're moving round the room and now they're on fire. They're moving round the room and now they're on fire. Why do I see these things? It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday punch.
It's Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid.
My stocking's full of spiders and snakes. My little cousins have become walking, talking fruitcakes. The whole family's looking at me, 'cause I got the shakes. Why do I see these things? It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday punch.
It's Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid.
The turkey's dancing on Grandma's head, and her eyes are a devil red. Santa's dead, oh, Santa's dead.
see these things. It's not the rum and eggnog. It's not the holiday punch. Christmas on acid. Christmas on acid.
That there be the vestibules with Christmas on acid. You might be remembering them from Bulbous Buffon. Since we've seen Christmas decorations heading into the stores long before Halloween be upon us, I think it only right to throw a Christmassy tune at year two. Christmas on acid seemed most appropriate. Now be last week we took on Star Trek, yes. Ye remembered. And with that, I realize I missed a few in our collection. Like the great Luke Ski with What's Up, Spock?
Can we rock? What's up, Spock? Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, Quark? Can we rock? What's up, Spock?
Captain's log. It's time to be beginning this five-year mission. I am Captain James T. Kirk. Spock is a Vulcan, so his actions are illogical and swift. And damn it, Bones is a doctor, not a forklift. Check this out, y'all. Sulu Warp Factor 2. Check up in her armor, senior bridge crew. They'll play me like a punk, like a Tribble or a Klingon. Scotty's on the ship so that he can help me beam on. I'm telling all the Romulans and aliens to listen to these soliloquies.
What?
Now I'm making lots of movies. Search for Spock on the floor, he's stepping. But I can't dance like a Genesis weapon. Back to the TV show, I don't know the reason why a five-year mission only lasted 3 seasons.
Whoa!
For goodness sakes, the rating's high. I'm off.
You off?
And see ya. Bye.
Can we rock? What's up, Spock? Can we rock? What's up, Spock? Can we rock? What's up, Spock? Can we rock? What's up, Spock?
I got the show back on the air.
You what?
I did, except this is a newer version for Next Generation, because I'm on the Starship ENTRPRISC with the number NCC-1701D. It's 100 years later. It's a 1,000-man crew. It's a good thing for me. My staff knows what to do. Hey, Wesley Crusher is now older and he's wiser. Down in engineering, Geordi is my technical advisor. I go see Deanna, she's a shrink and a psycha. When it comes to Troy, all the boys, they will like her. Especially my number one, Commander Riker. A beard like a stud and a bot like Formica. Dr. Crusher is a humanitarian and Klingon War says,
I am not a merry man.
Who is the captain in your neighborhood?
I guess that would be me. Can't you see I'm chilling in the center seat? Cause I
am Jean-Luc Picard.
And if you think that I'm the cutest, then you're one of the borkers. I drink my old gray and it's lemon
meringue.
I'm making more profits than any
Ferengi.
Chilling on the holodeck, I'm calling off Serene. And we're Natasha Yar, I'm heading for the big screen. I'm Deep Space Ninin', chilling with dining. Making lots of whoopee while my bald head is shining. And I got the world's best Android calculator name.
Data!
His body's bionic, his brain's positronic. Compared to Mr. Data, Albert Einstein's moronic. I'm the big bad baldy of the whole Federation. I'll rock you from here to Far Point Station.
Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, Riker?
Oh, rip in the wormhole. Oh, no. Relax and you'll be fine here on Deep Space Nine. Bajor is free and sneering like Kira. She's ordering more than the average Bajoran. Quark is too quick. He's slick like Crisco. Fortunately, I am old Ben Sisko. I got a shapeshifter named Odo at my side. He'll kick Quark's butt all over the promenade. Chief Miles O'Brien, his expertise flies the new Defiant. An adventure Dr. Bashir will be in it with an old man deck. You know she's a trill a minute. I got my son Jake. He's hanging with Nog. A shrimpy little troll like Kermit the Frog. I got more class than Cardassians and I cannot be the one to go out like Gull Dukat. Then Hala 9-11 since 1359 and it's so scary Roddenberry. We're the Kyle Paka. Can I rock?
What's up, Pork? Can we rock? What's up, Pork? Can we rock? What's up, Pork? Can we rock? What's up, Pork?
I'm the ruler, the master, the universe blaster. I'll take the Enterprise to the edge of disaster. In other words, you better start begging you humans, because I'm Q from the Q continuum. Forget John and Benji, I'm the man. When it comes to power, I just wave my hand. I turn Jean-Luc Picard into a doggy, and then he will be barking into his Captain Foggy. Forget those other guys, they're not important. Captain Jim and John and Benji, Q is omnipotent. Damn, I gotta scram, because you win, Mon Capitaine. But I will not promise never to appear again.
What's up, Q? Can we rock? What's up, Quark? Can we rock? What's up, Riker? Can we rock? What's up, Spock?
Peace, live long and prosper. We're out of here. See ya!
Ah, Even if you're feeling a wee bit down, that hair's got to perk up just a little. Maybe we have some Spock or thoughts for Leonard Nimoy's reaction to stuff like that. When we return, we'll be cutting the commercial momentarily. Be back in just two shakes of a lamb's tail, or a few shakes of a lamb. Where did someone come up with that? Why were they shaking the lamb? That's what I be wanting to know. But don't be forgetting, we have vintage commercial first and then the actual sponsorship that helps make us great and powerful so that we can figure out why is someone shaking a lamb? I do have to wonder that. Then there's the question. When you're on the lamb, like when you're supposed to be running from things, we may have to investigate. What is this fascination we have lambs?
Finally, a robot to stop ladies from squeezing Charmin.
Don't squeeze Charmin. Don't squeeze Charmin.
Charmin's doubly fluffy, doubly irresistible.
Don't squeeze.
Squeeze, Charmin. Squeezak's right. Charmin made the ordinary way might not get squeezed, but Charmin's doubly fluffy. It's so squeezably soft.
It's doubly irresistible.
Don't squeeze Charmin.
Oh, wow, Scoop. Did you hear?
What, Reggie? What?
The rumor mill is saying that the captain's quarters is going to be showing up and weighing anchor at this year's Twin Tiers Comic-Con.
Oh, boy. When, Reggie? When?
They'll be there the whole time from November 9th and 10th.
And will the nice lady be there, too, with all the really neat snacks?
You mean Babushka? I sure hope so. Like all you can eat.
And she likes my singing, too.
We'd better start getting our cosplay costumes ready. I wonder what we should be this year.
I want to be Godzilla. And you can be Mothra.
Like, I can't wait to hear who else will be showing up. Plus all the comics, minifigs, and replica vehicles. Zoinks.
Don't forget to get us VIP tickets.
Come on, Scoob. Like, how could I forget such a thing?
Last week you forgot where you parked the van.
But, like, this is important. I've already cleared the calendar for November 9th and 10th, and the Arnott Mall Event Center won't know, like, what hit them once we get there. Twin Tiers Comic-Con, here we come.
Aye, before we went to break there, we heard from the great Lukeski with What's Up, Spock. Now, let us listen to not a rebuttal, for a rebuttal will be coming afterwards, but it's Leonard Nimoy's Spock thoughts. Desiderata. I think I be saying that right. Might have to, you know, I might have to be inquiring of the great oracle of that on proper pronunciation and all that. But I'm sure that it'll be properly pronounced and enunciated, just like hippopotamize. Hippopotamuses. Yes, hippopotamuses, sorry. That's the proper way to be saying it. So, without further ado, Leonard Nimoy's Spock thoughts.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially, do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace with your soul, with all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams. It is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass,
bass, bass, bass, bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, this ain't no small moon, but it can shatter, shatter, and bring the planet doom. It's got that boom, boom, that blow up all places like
Alderaan chunks where Alderaan space was.
I helped the Emperor after Darth Maul got stopped. We know that Sith ain't real, cause even I got chopped. I got a rebuilt body, just raise it up,
cause every inch of me is robot from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, the Emperor told me don't worry about the size.
Says it's not like it'd be blown up twice by the same Jedi. No rebels. I'm all about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass, no rebels. I'm all about that bass.
I'm bringing balance back. Go ahead and tell them Jedi bitches that. No, I'm not playing. I'm looking Leia's dad. But I'm here to tell ya,
every inch of me is robot from the bottom to the top.
Yeah, the Emperor.
I'm all about that bass.
right there. That there be Team Unicorn with All About That Bass. I don't be annoyed about he, but somehow I just get you grooving just a little bit and perch up some. I'm feeling a touch better now, but it's still, the ick is not completely gone. So, I do need to touch upon one sad little subject. As we all be knowing, one of our favorite actors out there, voice actor, actor in general, James Earl Jones, he passed away at home surrounded by his family this last week. It's a shame that that happened. And I always wanted to meet the man myself, but some things just ain't never meant to be. But still left with a legacy of wonderfulness that he leaves behind. So we take a half a moment here at the captain's quarters to just say goodbye, Mr. James Earl Jones. Aye. Truly, it was a sad day, but wonderful for what he left behind. A wonderful legacy. Now, with that in mind, let us enjoy another little bit. I looked into our archives looking for a song about Vader, and I found a song that we hadn't played in our archives. Didn't know it was R, but I found it, and I'm playing it now for ye. Robert Lund with I Got Crabs from Darth Vader. I do believe Mr. James Earl Jones, from what I understand of his sense of humor, would truly have appreciated this.
Blame it all on R2, said the girl from Naboo, 'cause I followed him into that bar. A couple of drinks, and soon Jar Jar Binks was the best thing about Star Wars so far. I had blue milk and Jack with this guy dressed in black. He was strong, dark, and 7'3". But when I went home with the Lord of the Sith, that's not all that went home with me. 'Cause I got crabs from Darth Vader when he took me back to his star freighter and used the Force.
Darth Vader, only you could be so bold.
Only, of course.
Give yourself to the dark side.
But now I itch like a Tusken Raider. Should've never played with his lightsaber. Oh, I got crabs from Darth Vader. She said, I got a butt like Jabba the Hutt. But Darth said he'd love to clone me. He's not bad at Nookie. He roared like a Wookie through episodes 1, 2, and 3. But at double sunrise, he grabbed his disguise and dumped me in Tatooine sand. Hope that freak went to bake in that big lava lake. That's my last one Jedi night stand. 'Cause I got crabs from Darth Vader. When I got too close to that dictator, he said, I'll get you.
Don't underestimate the Force.
And Leia too.
I have you now.
I love that sound from his respirator. But now I need an exterminator. 'Cause I got crabs from Darth Vader. Star freighter and use the Force.
Much itch it does.
But now I itch like a Tusken Raider. Should've never played with his lightsaber. Oh, I got crabs from Darth Vader.
Accident!
one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead. Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not. He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that. It's against regulations. I don't want to go on the cart.
Oh, don't be such a baby.
I can't take him. I feel fine.
Well, do us a favour.
I can't.
Well, can you hang around a couple of minutes? He won't be long.
No, I've got to go to Robinson's. They've lost 9 today.
Well, when's your next run?
Thursday. I think I'll go for a walk.
You're not fooling anyone, you know. Look, isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Ah, thanks very much.
Not at all. See you on Thursday.
Right. Right.
We have found the witch, may we burn her?
She is a witch.
She looks like one.
Yeah, yeah, she looks like one.
Bring her forward.
I'm not a witch. I'm not a witch.
But you are dressed as one.
They dressed me up like this. And this isn't my nose. It's a false one.
Well?
Well, we did do the nose.
The nose?
And the hat. But she is a witch.
Yeah.
Did you dress her up like this?
No!
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 Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yeah, 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 a bit. Yeah. A bit. She has got a wart.
What makes you think she is a witch?
Well, she turned me into a newt.
A newt?
I got better.
Burn her anyway!
Burn!
There are ways of telling whether she is a witch.
Are there? Huh? Well, they tell us.
Tell me, what do you do with witches?
Burn!
Burn! Burn! Burn!
And what do you burn apart from witches?
More witches!
Wood. So, why do witches burn? Because they're made of wood. Good.
Oh, yeah.
So, how do we tell whether she is made of wood?
Build a bridge out of her.
Ah, but can you not also make bridges out of stone?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
cool.
Does a wood sink in water?
No, no.
No, it floats. It floats.
Throw her into the pond.
What also floats in water?
Bread. Apples.
Very small rocks.
Cider.
A great gravy.
Cherries.
Mud.
Churches.
Churches.
Lead.
Lead.
A duck.
Exactly. So, logically,
if she weighs the same as a duck, she's made of wood.
And therefore,
a witch!
A witch!
A witch!
Ah, that there, me. Monty Python with a little bring out your dead and witch burning. I have to be telling you where it be found. You have now be warned. Someone will be coming around to remove and revoke your nerd and geek and dweeb accreditation card. If you don't be knowing where they be from, there's something be truly wrong with ye. But I'll give you a hint for those that may not be there and you're learning. It be Python, Monty Python's quest for the Holy Grail. Now let us turn our sights onto Tater Tots. That's right. Orion 8668 with the Tater Tot rap.
Oh yeah. We're gonna do it old school, yo. Eating tater tots. They're golden and they're yummy. Eating tater tots, yeah. Put them in my tummy. Crunchy tater tots. You bake them in the oven. Lovely tater tots. Yeah, I give them destiny, yo. Super Theta Tots, they're going through my head now. Crispy Theta Tots, I go through them like a snowplow. This rap is almost over, but I ain't gonna quit. Cause Theta Tots really is the word to your potato. I'm outta here, yo. I'm gonna go to Idaho.
It's seventh inning stretch. Everybody sing together.
Hey, you never be hearing that one before? That's far too bad. You should stick around the captain's quarters more often. We've played it a few times over the years, and we'll play it again as the years pass by. Palm Springs Yacht Club would take me out to the ball game. quality in song and literature can only be found in proper places like the captain's quarters. Oh, don't be forgetting, you can be calling in requests for the request line. On a request line, it's 323 heave ho. That'd be 323-432-8346. You can also be texting that our line, but we found one of the problems with texting it. We have to have someone that can read. And the last three guys who were manning that, well, their reading weren't so good. So we'll be cutting the commercial. We'll be back momentarily. Need to have a cough break.
Everybody needs energy-packed Sunbeam bread. Yes, it's all aboard for fun in the park. But Junior hasn't got energy enough for fun. He'd sure like to ride that horse. Hey, what's this? An energy-packed Sunbeam sandwich. You bet every delicious slice of Sunbeam bread sure does pack a big energy wallop. There's nothing like Sunbeam energy to help you stay on the beam. Now, look at them go! On Sunbeam energy, they sure do enjoy life. Everybody needs the kind of real zip and zing pep that delicious Sunbeam bread gives you. Yes, stay on the beam with energy-packed Sunbeam bread. All day long, eat Sunbeam bread and renew energy as you burn it up. Eat delicious Sunbeam bread.
I am Prime, defender of Earth, leader of the...
Hey, Prime! The rest of the guys are in the back!
What?
Hey, Prime! Back here!
Exactly what is this place? Is the Resistance headquartered here?
He said Resistance, like Resistor.
Nah, let's here be heroes.
Did someone say hero?
Hero.
Hey, Prime, I'm Jared, and this is Heroes Comic Shop. We're in Elmira Heights. It's 130 West 14th Street, to be exact. And as you can see, we have a lot of books. We have a lot of books for any taste. You know, if they make it into a comic, we carry it. So, take your time. You know, look around, pick up whatever looks interesting.
Yeah, it's the world's best place to be.
Yeah, the little guy's right, Prime. and it's a good place to rest your spark.
That may be, but as long as the Earth needs to be defended, we must roll out.
Heroes Comics, for every kind of hero.
Do I see Archie Comics?
As I be saying earlier, the old captain here still ain't quite above the weather yet, and a little under the weather as it be. So I'm going to keep it a short night tonight, which means sooner than later, much sooner than some might appreciate. Babouche is going to come in and grace us with her lovely tones of... I'm sure there'll be a word here. Solitude, ineptitude, nuclear holocaust, I'm sure, gloritude, fluoride, there'll be something, I'll be thinking about the proper adverb or adnoun that be working for this, but while I be thinking on that, how about we take a listen to The Emperor's I'm Normal. Little 1966 coming right back at ye.
Come and take my brother away. The men in white picked him up yesterday, but they'll never come take me away, because I'm okay. I'm normal. I painted everything in my house purple. My fingernail file, my potato peelers, my... Stay away from my frog! I got an earthworm in a fruit jar, and I make long-distance calls to Ringo Starr, and I make funny faces to scare the kids. Boop! Save lightning bugs and katydids. They'll never come take me away, because I'm normal. I'm okay. I play tiddlywinks with Dracula's bat and jump rope with a cross-eyed cat. I play Bob Dylan records upside down and keep my fish out of water so they won't drown. My brother didn't know them things. That's the reason they took him away. Took him away yesterday. He's crazy, but I'm okay. I fill my bathtub with strawberry jam and feed my squirrels sugar-cured ham. And I spread rumors that Stalin is dead. I said he was wearing a sheepskin when he died in bed. Made that up. I eat alphabet soup with a tuning fork and shine my shoes with Chinese pork. I'm okay. They'll never take me away. I'm normal. You show me a pig on the highway and I'll show you a road dog. Step on a crack and break your mother's back. I play the violin with just my thumbs and feed my lizard waffle crumbs. And I throw stones at telephone poles and hide mothballs and gopher holes. I teach my bulldog to wear sunglasses and drink champagne and dance with Indians to make it rain. They'll never come take me away, cause I'm normal. I draw mustaches on Playboy bunnies and light bonfires with Sunday funnies. And my cellar's full of Japanese spies, and I've got a red wagon with wings that flies. I change into a werewolf after dark and chase the pigeons in the park. I soak my feet in cranberry sauce and call my parakeet Pepsi Ross. I'm normal, will never take me away. They took my brother away yesterday as a babbling idiot. Let's
see what my definition of an intellectual is. It's people just like me and you, except they believe there's life on other planets. Even if they don't believe it, they act like they do. See, people with common sense like you and I, we know there's no life on other planets. It's just us. If there was life on other planets, we'd have sent them some foreign aid by now. And see, I'll get back to what I was talking about. Let me take a detour here. And I know there's a lot of you in the room right now who believe, you genuinely believe that there's a life form out there more intelligent than us. Because if you believe in UFOs, that's what you believe. Because a lot of people believe in that. We've been visited by UFOs. They hang around for a day or two and go back. I mean, come on now. We've been tracking them since 1947. Don't you find it odd that these super intelligent beings have the technology to go tens of millions of miles from wherever they're at down here to visit us, hang out for a few days, go back, never refuel or nothing. And nobody notices them. Now let's just look at it practically. Let's say that there is life on other planets. Right? And they promised their kids a trip. It's a long weekend coming up. Oh, let's say Labor Day. And they say, hell, we'll go to Earth. And they're out in the driveway loading up the spaceship with the stuff they'll need. Bucket of chicken. Tater salad. Fuzz Buster. Well, you know they're going to be speeding. And the dad says to all the kids, all right, kids, if y'all got to pee, you better pee now. I'm not stopping every planet we come to. And they take off and they come all this way. Don't you think just once, since 1947, just once, when they have landed maybe in Orlando, seen Disney World or something, Times Square, the Grand Canyon, but no. They always land next to a hog pen in Arkansas.
Aye, true thoughts to ponder upon. The R. That be James Gregory with Thoughts on Hugh Hefholes. We seem to be deep in thought tonight. And with that, let's think even deeper, greater, mightier thoughts. Let us drift our way towards Weird Al Yankovic's Tacky. It was pointed out to me, we never played it on a show before. Well, I think that's high time to be remedied.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had.
All my
used liquor bottles are on display. We can go to see a show, but I'll make you pay.
What they attack you to? Come on.
that there be a grand classic. It be the Robinos with Revenge of the Nerds. Aye, and it was pointed out to me through another way that there was another Star Trekky song that we supposedly forgot to play. I was thinking of holding it a little closer to Halloween-y, but I realize we're not that far away, so it's halfway between our celebration of, or partway between our celebration of Star Trek, which that was last week, and we're coming closer and closer to the Halloween-y season, and soon we'll be into it. So why not go forward with Warp 11's Zombie Red Shirts?
Socket. descend the deepest moon crater. I is more stronger than Darth Vapor. Obey me, I is your new dictator. For you is Venus, I am Mars. With you, I is more richer than all the czars. Make a wishes on a shooting stars. Then for you, I will play on my cosmic guitars.
Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your belt seats. We has commenced our descent. I trust you enjoy this flight as much as you enjoy this accent.
Now, back on Earth, it's time for downsplash. Into sea of eternal glory, my spaceship crash. People have arrived for to cheer me from near and far. And as I float, I open door and shout, I am world's biggest washed up superstar.
Well, that there be Zlad with electronic supersonic. You may remember that back from our day. And if you don't be remembering that, well, here you can remember it from here. And that way, one day you'll be able to say you remember back in the day after the day. And that were a day. Well, speaking of days, the end of days feel like they be upon us. Babushka's standing right here waiting, ever so silently, strangely enough, and patiently, even weirder and weirder, for her to be able to do her song. So the witching hour now be upon us. May the Lord bless your soul for what be about to happen.
Hello there, Bubby, and everybody out there in the podcast land. Now, you know, we got the full moon, and not just full moon, is a super moon, and it comes with an eclipse too. I mean, it's so excited, and I was so excited when I find the perfect melody to celebrate the beautiful moon above. So, I sings now. I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for a place called Lihua Fuchs for to get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ow! Werewolves of London! Ow! Ow! Werewolves of London! Ow! You hear them howling round your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again! Ow! Werewolves of London! Ow! Ow! Werewolves of London! Ow! He's a hairy-headed gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim! I'd like to meet his tailor. Ow! Werewolves of London! Ow! Ow! Werewolves of London! Ow! I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect. Ah, werewolves of London. Ah, ah, werewolves of London. Ah.
Well, I do believe we've been tortured well enough, and all the dogs in the neighborhood are howling up a storm now. So, good night.
So just chill till the next episode.